Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Yeah. Responds to that person even more. And, of course, we have sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti with indra bhakti. And there, of course, that Krishna personally comes in the stage of prema, where Krishna is completely controlled by his devotees. So that is the ultimate manifestation of the Lord's servitude when he has a relationship with a devotee in prema. So therefore, devotees like Ambarish get control of the Lord, and the Lord says the devotee is in me and I am in him. But that does not exclude, of course, other devotees, because Krishna says, accordingly, as they surrender unto me, I respond to them. So, to various degrees, the Lord is attracted to his different types of devotees. And even the devotee that falls, the Lord also says, Sadhareva Samantavya, I consider this person to be proper. He is also sadhu, because he has dedicated himself to me. So the Lord has a very intimate relationship with the devotees, even if they're not perfect. So therefore he says, this person is even my devotee, even if he's done the sudurachara, even the worst conduct. But because he has done pure bhakti, or unalloyed bhakti, or rejected all other forms of worship and all other forms of or methods, and not worshipping anyone else but the Lord, then Krishna says, he's my devotee. So even for a devotee that falls, the Lord still got some attraction to that person, but to speak of those who don't fall. So, of course, then when the Lord, when the devotee develops prema, then the Lord is most attractive. And therefore we see his relationships, intimate relationships with those devotees. So as far as the material world is concerned, the Vaishnavas act as the mouthpiece for the Lord. They are the ones that deliver the message of the Lord. They are the ones that deliver the mercy of the Lord to the Jivas of this material world. Of course, the message is there in the scriptures, but it takes this life from the devotees. Just as Bhagavatam became more attractive when it came out of the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. So when the devotees speak the scriptures, then it becomes full of nectar. When the non-Vaishnavas speak the scripture, it becomes full of poison. Same scripture. So therefore the devotees have to deliver that scripture so there is no poison in it. So the scripture is there, and the devotees of the Vaishnavas deliver the scripture to people in this material world, and they give them the proper meaning of that. And in this way, the populace, or people in general, are able to get access to the mercy and instructions of the Lord. So therefore, the Lord allows the devotees or the Vaishnavas to carry out his work in this material world. The Lord does not leave the material world and become indifferent to it. He appears within the material world as avatar to establish dharma and to protect the devotees, kill the demons, and to please his devotees. But then of course he doesn't stay all the time, and he leaves. But the Vaishnavas are there after the Lord leaves, and they continue to distribute the Lord's mercy to the people in this material world. So the, of course, just as the Lord comes and fulfills many purposes, so scripture also has many purposes, like dharma, etc. But the ultimate message is bhakti. So this is the prime function of the devotee, to deliver bhakti, not anything else, not karma yoga, jnana yoga, or sangha yoga, but to deliver bhakti yoga. That is the prime function of the Vaishnava. So the Vaishnavas carry out this duty on behalf of the Lord. And the Lord is very pleased with that. So at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am very pleased with that devotee who preaches my glories. That's on this way. There is an intimate relationship between the Lord and the Vaishnava. So in this verse, Prithu Maharaj is directing everyone to serve the devotees of the Lord. This is the proper way of advancement. This, of course, does not exclude service to the Lord, because what does the Vaishnava do? He orders the person to serve the Lord also. So we cannot separate service of the devotee from service of the Lord. We cannot say, I'll only serve the Vaishnava, I won't serve the Lord. So both have to be done. Just like people will serve Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya says worship Krishna. So therefore we have to worship Krishna as well as Lord Chaitanya. So similarly, we worship the Vaishnavas, but we cannot separate the Vaishnavas from the Supreme Lord. In this case, however, there's a little difference, and that is that the Vaishnavas derive their significance because of Krishna, Supreme Lord. It is through his mercy that they have their particular position. So we worship the Vaishnava because of Krishna. They have been endowed with the mercy of Krishna, so therefore we worship them. So we cannot separate the Supreme Lord from the Vaishnava. They have to be taken together, not independently. However, the Lord may sometimes say, don't worship me, worship the Vaishnava, or go to the Vaishnava instead. This, of course, is to emphasize the fact that we also have to approach the Vaishnava. We cannot simply approach the Lord and reject the Vaishnava. But it does not mean that we should reject the Lord and only worship the Vaishnava. It doesn't mean that also. So, though Durvasa was ordered by the Lord to go to Ambarish and pray to him, that doesn't mean that he should reject the Lord completely. But you should understand that in order to approach the Lord, we also have to appreciate the Vaishnava. So this is an important point, and this is one of the characteristics of the Madhyavadikari. So the Madhyavadikari, one who is practicing devotional service sincerely, he recognizes devotees and their function on behalf of the Lord. And the Kanishna Adhikari does not. That is the difference. So the Vaishnava, the Madhyavadikari, is the one who is in a healthy position for advancement, whereas a Kanishna is not, because he doesn't give much regard for association. So the Madhyavadikari gives great regard to association, recognizes the devotees of the Lord, and treats them in a proper way. He gives proper respect to Vaishnava. So therefore, he is qualified for the mercy of the Lord and qualified for advancement. So our scriptures generally emphasize the fact that one should come to that Madhyama platform and respect the Vaishnavas. And even there, then there is differentiation. So the Madhyama Vaishnava must give respect to all Vaishnavas. But then again, they're equals, they're superiors, and they're inferiors. So according to their grade, the Vaishnava must act in a slightly different manner. So he gives instructions to those who are less, and he acts friendly with those who are equal, and they exchange knowledge, and he serves those who are superior and follows their instructions. So this is the mode of advancement for the Madhyamadikari. And that does not mean if he attains Uttama then he stops serving Vaishnavas. It doesn't mean that. So the Uttamadikari, of course, is in a different position because he has realization of the Lord, and such realization that he has given up his relationship with the material world, and he doesn't see the material world in terms of the material world anymore. So he's in a much different position. So he doesn't distinguish even between Vaishnava and non-Vaishnava. He sees everything in relation to Krishna. He sees the material world in relation to Krishna only, out of his ecstasy. Nevertheless, even Uttamadikari, he gives great regard to the Vaishnavas and never in any way offends the Vaishnavas, because he understands that the Vaishnavas are the means of approach to the Supreme Lord. And this, of course, operates in the spiritual world also, even within the Nityasiddhas. the Nityasiddha devotees or even the Sadhanasiddha devotees, they don't ignore the other devotees and simply look at the Lord and serve the Lord. No, they also associate with the devotees there. And in cooperation, then they serve the Supreme Lord. We can never separate the Lord from his devotees. So the devotee must respect the devotees as well as the Supreme Lord, both in the spiritual and in the material world. So the Lord is never separate from his devotees. So we never depict the Lord alone. The Lord is always with devotees, never separated from them. Of course, that we're talking about there, the Nityasiddha devotees, but nevertheless, even in the material world, the Lord is represented by the devotees who are in the material world, and he is also not separate from them. So the instruction here is that one should offer respects to the and serve the Vaishnava in the material world, because he's a representative of the Supreme Lord, and the Lord has a special relationship to him. So therefore, it's through that that the person is able to advance.
He should be on the Uttama platform. Vaishnava is not touched by the three modes of material nature. That means the Uttama Adhikari on that platform.
Well, we cannot say that the Kanishka is not a Vaishnava. It's also a Vaishnava. Remember the various degrees. Just like there's different degrees of bhakti, the sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. But we don't say that sadhana bhakti is not bhakti. It's also bhakti. The person is not pure, but we call it Uttama bhakti. We call it pure bhakti or nanya bhakti, because we consciously reject other processes and other forms of worship and other deities of worship.
But of course, we also Vaishnava. One time, Sanyasi told Prabhupada in the morning walk, I'm a Vaishnava. And Prabhupada told him, you're not a Vaishnava.
Well, one should not identify oneself in such a way. One should think one's a servant of the servant of the servant. That's why.
But yet, also Prabhupada said, one time, one devotee told Prabhupada, I want to save you. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada told him, I cannot save you. But you have to save the devotee. Mm-hmm. But still, all the devotees are not that highest level.
Well, they're on different levels, but they're all Vaishnavas. And the Lord of Sixth says, I save all of them. So they're all Vaishnavas in the eye of the Lord.
When they say not to do it, they say they're not save the devotee.
Is it possible for one to know whether the other Vaishnavas are Uttamadhikari or not, or in other words, identify the Uttamadhikari also is mentioned in the Shastras that one should not judge devotees? But, well, the Uttamadhikari must distinguish between devotee and non-devotee, and also must distinguish between higher and lower, otherwise he cannot serve them properly. So he must do that. And that's the Kanishka doesn't do that. And the Uttama doesn't do that, because he's beyond that, of course, but the Madhyama must do that. How to recognize an Uttama? It is very difficult in many cases, because Uttama may not conform to one's expectations of what an exalted devotee is. It may be difficult to discover who is the Uttamadhikari. So it is with an advanced devotee, of course, can do so. A less advanced devotee may not be possible for him to do so. But those who are advanced can actually do that. Nevertheless, there must be some distinction with the devotee has to use discrimination in terms of scripture and advice of other devotees. That way he can come to a proper conclusion.
Prabhupada also mentioned the word to serve the Italians.
Of course, we have to.
I would like to ask how do you practically read the Paramahamsa? Can you do something in our spiritual life to try to move forward to the higher level?
Well, if we want to progress in bhakti, we have to know the proper process of bhakti. So we have to know the scriptures, which is Sambandhaniya, etc. We have to know the process, Abhijaya. We have to be familiar with the goal, Prayojana. We have to associate with devotees to get that knowledge. And we have to follow the processes of hearing and chanting, etc., in a very sincere manner. So if we follow the correct process with the proper attitude, then we advance. If we don't, and we do it through ignorance, we can also advance, but it's much slower. And if we commit aparadas, then it becomes even slower. So we have to avoid the aparadas, and we have to correctly execute the process of devotional service. That is the means of advancement.
Can you completely avoid aparadas?
Well, no, because even in the material world, accidental things are there, just like we cannot avoid sinful activity because we walk on the ground, then you squash a bug or something, so there's automatic sinful activity, which is not so serious, but it nevertheless has effect, that type of sin. So similarly, aparadas, unconsciously or unintentionally, it can happen also, we don't know. But at least our attitude should not be wrong. If we have a hostile attitude, that is the real problem.
So committing aparadas of Vaishnava is more serious than committing...
Yes, more serious than sin. Yeah. It can destroy bhakti, where sin doesn't. It may carry karma for you, but even then, the devotees are absolved of karma even.
But even more serious than committing offensive to the Supreme Personality
of God. Yeah, well, Vaishnava aparada. It's more serious.
Sometimes in day-to-day dealing with devotees, one devotee may act very nicely with other devotee without any hostile intention. The other devotee may take in a different way.
Well, that's his problem, I suppose. the person is so paranoid and negative that he feels that anyone that's doing good for him is doing bad for him. What can we do?
Maharaj, service to the Lord is quite well defined, and there are rules and regulations what has to be done. But in case of devotees, it may take so many varieties, and so there is possibility of seeing service to devotees as separate from service to Krishna. Service to Krishna is quite well defined. There are a lot of rules and regulations how things have to be done. But in case of devotees, there are a lot of things which may be new, which may not be quite well defined, and we may see it as different from service. But you said they are essentially the same because they are presented to the Lord.
Yeah, well, yeah, service may take in terms of the Lord also, it may take many forms. We don't, there's so many forms that are listed, of course, but that is not an exhaustive list of how you can serve the Lord even. So similarly with the devotees, the main idea, of course, is that what is service to the devotee is ultimately to follow their instructions. That's the big one. I mean, other services as well, but the main thing is to follow the instruction, because the main function of the devotee is to give instruction on how to perform bhakti.
But it means that better ask the devotee what to do 3 times and then...
Sure.
Why not? It's saying in the Bhagavatam that Navamuni, he was a totally clean devotee, but he was going back into Mahavishnu. Why can that be? Because normally we go back to Godhead.
Oh yeah, well, of course, Narada Muni is also Shakti Vaishnavatar, so so this is only part of the Leela, because Brahma's day ends and everybody goes into, at the end of the day, Brahma, even Brahma merges into the body of Vishnu and comes out the next day and comes out of the lotus again, like this, so everybody comes out after that. So it's just part of the cycle. Obviously, he doesn't have a material body,
okay.
Only part of Leela.
Because normally we go back to Krishna.
Yeah, anyway, he's eternally in the spiritual world also.
Okay. Even if he's inside Mahavishnu?
Yeah. Okay. Like Shaktivesh avatars are also in the spiritual world, so
okay.
He has a form there.
So he's in the spiritual world and inside,
yeah.
Mahavishnu. Okay. I also feel that he should be a cowherd boy also.
I never heard that.
Okay, when I heard that it was a leader, but it was also a coward.
I don't know.
Okay.
In case of Aparada, there are 4 Vaishnava Sampradaya. So you see, the same thing that sometimes we make some sarcastic comments on other Sampradaya movies, and also both Kutra.
Yeah. We should not any Vaishnavas or Vaishnavas, so we shouldn't disrespect them.
ग्रंथराज से सचिवत बात बोल की
जय
सर रत्न महाराज की
जय
जय विदेश में तो सब प्रभु का की जय दा गो प्रबंध जी।